Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, y'all. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little sea hair after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24-7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the wing-walking fuck out of it. I don't know why I thought that. I saw a wing-walker the other day. Well, we're going to be here for the next couple of... oops. Remember this one?
It's a racist orchestra.
Yeah. That last part is where it goes off the rails.
Well, that's kabuki,
it's man. Real kabuki.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. Like I said, we're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome, welcome, America.
Bienvenido.
Yes. What?
Welcome in Spanish.
We got no accountability. Hey, everybody else is doing it.
I don't know how to say it in Russian.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome. Welcome.
What do you think about that defense
like
by
Dracula.
Trump?
What
do you think about that defense by Trump? Hey, everybody else does it.
Oh, sure.
Who gives a fuck?
And whatever my kid's name was. Yeah, he's cool. The one without the tits.
Hey, you know who's going to come out squeaky clean in this fucking conspiracy bullshit? Tiffany.
Nobody? Oh, yeah.
Tiffany.
The smart one.
Yeah.
She's off at college. She's like, fuck you all.
Right. Why does somebody like that go to college? She doesn't need it.
Well, yeah. I mean.
For what?
She's doesn't seem to be the most favoritist of the clan.
Yes. Clan.
Because of.
Yeah.
God, somebody had a point the other day. Imagine if a Democrat had put up someone who had. The babies from three different baby mamas and cheated on like two out of three of them.
Oh, dude, all of this.
Right? I mean,
it's insane. It is insane. The hypocrisy of the garbage old party is just fucking insane. I mean, and you know,
lost their minds.
History is going to look at the GOP like Mitch the bitch. And this,
if we have a history.
Oh, yeah. And this little, poor excuse for a human sack of skin fuck, Paul Ryan.
Well, that narrows it down. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, all these guys, they're going to be the party that couldn't stand up to a real estate oligarch ex-reality show producer. They couldn't stand up to him.
Well, as long as they might be able to, you know, fuck the poor and,
yes.
and brown people.
Ooh.
And fulfill their high school jerk-off fantasy after they read Atlas
yes.
Shrugged. And they decided, look, you can be a dick and the bestest person in the universe at the same time.
Oh.
As long as you're rich, that's all that matters.
You know, fuck it. I want to read a status by, this speaks to what we're talking about right now. The GOP sucks. I mean, they are just total fucking garbage. I mean, our friend, Brooke Reed, used to call into our show. I think when we were on the wrestling network, he would call in.
He called in maybe on this one once or twice, too. Or we, you know. Anyway, yes.
Yeah. He has a status on Facebook that sort of speaks to... I'm going to look it up on my fucking iPad.
He's a fungus guy.
Oh my God, this dude, he knows how to go out in the world and find mushrooms that you can eat that doesn't,
yeah, like,
that won't melt your kidneys.
Like, he's way into, there's a group, several groups.
Yes.
They're like mushroom identifier groups. Like, you find a mushroom, you put a picture of it on that board.
Mushroom head.
And they all opine.
Oh, yeah.
Mycological group? Am I getting that branch of botany correct?
Branch botany? Of botany?
Is it even botany with a fungus?
Well, it's not a plant, right?
Hmm.
Well,
should we get to the headlines while you're ciphering over there?
Yeah. I hate this.
Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING, anytime, actually. Join our community there, or hop in the deep end over at Crab Diving on Facebook. And you can see all the shit we put up there, stories we get to here, and memes and shit. And
memes and shit, baby.
Stuff we don't get to, and the occasional troll. Well, not, you know, the trollage went way down after the election. Gee, I wonder why.
Well, I mean, you know.
As they laid off some Macedonians.
Yeah. And also, I'll say this, especially since all this Russia shit is just ejaculating out daily into the atmosphere. My gross little Trumpolo suckers. My gross little Republican conservative friends from, say, Georgia that I went to high school with, I don't hear from them so much. I wonder why that is. Do you think it's because they can't defend their orange god daddy?
You're
they
right,
can't
right.
Justify their vote for Trump. We can't forget who they are because they must be shamed for what they did. Really? Honestly?
Well, right. And then welcomed back voting Democrat, especially if you had voted for Obama twice and somehow
voted for Trump,
somehow justify voting for Trump. I don't.
Why is our population?
We know why.
They're mentally ill. They're racist.
Well, yeah.
Racist. Just fucking racist.
Not all
bastards,
but more than they would like to admit. I believe the studies have shown that a lot of it was based on race.
Yeah, right.
And
one
could kind of fold the xenophobia into that. The othering. It's got to be somebody else's fault. It's not the fault of the rich white guy, the old pussy grabber and his ilk. It's not their fault that society is shit right now and everybody's poor.
Right.
It's not their fault. The people would love some free health care. The people would love some free education. And then, but people like Trump are like, no, what am I going to do? I need several billions in an electronic account in the Caymans.
Oh, yes.
What if I lose some of that?
Oh, God. Let me read this real quick. This is Brooke Reed. He's an actor. He's lives in New York. Republicans all represent, embody, and embrace misogyny, racism, rape, anti-gay, anti-trans bigotry, contempt for education, and regretless revelry. In lies. Regretless revelry in lies. They don't give a fuck.
Regretless revelry.
Damn, that's nice. That's some prose.
Did he write that?
Yes, he did. No, there are no Brooke. Exceptions or departures from this description. They are all complicit with varying outwardly visible degrees of enthusiasm. Yeah, they love it.
Right.
I love it. It's fucking bananas. They don't like the America the rest of us have made and would rather sell our birthrights to our Russians. Let us be free in ways that affect them not at all. Damn it, I fucked the last part up. Anyway, then he says, this is a civil war. It's being televised.
Yeah?
He's right. He's fucking right. We can't take this bullshit. Viva la resistance!
Get ready.
Listen, I'm going to take to the streets with that brand new fucking weed whacker you ordered for Crab Diving Studios.
Weed whacker.
I'm going nuts, baby. He's right. This is a civil war between non-racist and racist people.
Right.
I mean, fuck this.
I mean, and the evil conglomerate media that is complicit.
Yes.
In the whole thing, this whole net neutrality bullshit that now we're battling about, nobody's really paying attention, but they're just going to rip that right off like a wax on your balls. And
that's insanely important, right? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. They'll be able to decide who can go fast and who can go slow.
Who you can hear and who you can't fucking hear, man.
Sorry, we don't like Crab Diving's anti-corporate message, so we're going to make it take 7 hours to download every episode.
Oh, but here, Sinclair Media, we bought all these fucking podcasts.
Right.
For nothing. You can hear these. No fucking... It's easy.
Yeah, here's Boris Epstein podcast. Super fast.
Let me fucking vomit.
So that's why it needs to be like the public airwaves. It needs to be, it needs to be like that.
Right. That would help.
Over to the, did I do the news drop? I don't remember. I don't think I did.
No, you're not.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep.
Way down. Pensacola, Florida, dateline July the 13th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
And the only one, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
These are your headlines.
There's only one.
Fuck you, HuffPost, commie pinko liberal.
Hey,
HuffPost,
for
making me look at Mitch McConnell. I can only say that it looks like he probably thinks he's smiling.
That's funny.
But you know that blobfish picture? You know, have you seen a blobfish?
Oh, yes. I know what you speak of.
Open the eyes a little more.
No.
Slap a pair of glasses and like a blue and yellow tie. I'm just saying.
He's an ugly blobfish.
He is. New Senate bill has dropped.
Yes.
The anus of the Senate opened of the tight, white, old Senate.
Yummy, yummy.
Secret.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Completely secret.
Right.
This is amazing. It's beyond neck-snapping hypocrisy that these little whiny bitch babies for how many years complained about how nasty Negro care was rammed down our throats. And we didn't have time. We didn't have time to look at it. Holy shit. Nancy Pelosi said, well, after we pass it, we'll read it. Which is an utter lie, by the way.
They do that with all the shit, man. It's bullshit.
Right. And
hypocrisy.
Now, this is literally the most secretive process, like Eva. A bunch of guys like went into a closet.
Ooh, yes.
And even other Republicans, like remember Mike fucking Lee of Utah, fresh from pulling his lips off of the anus of Ted Cruz.
Kate, I need a wipe down. I just vomited all over my fucking pop screen.
Even Mike Lee was like, you know, I don't even know what's in it. I think they should probably show us what's in this.
I don't know what's in it. What good are they? What good are they?
Maybe they think that Trump's going to do something so horrible and stupid that they'll be able to slip it in while no one's looking.
Yes.
Like Trump's going to Cosby the country with something ridiculous, and that meanwhile they'll have their way.
Oh yeah, I mean, oh God, Trump's probably friends with Bill Cosby. He probably called up Bill Cosby and said, "Hey, listen, it's bullshit what they're doing to you. You should have been able to rape anybody.
Thanks for the recipe."
Is that what he said? They, is it true they have a date rape drug party?
Oops.
God.
The new Senate health care bill is still an assault upon the safety net, it says over here at HuffPo Politics.
Vomitous!
It's basically the same. A couple of Republicans, you know, they can only lose two.
Yeah. Oh,
Rand Paul has been making squeals as if he's just like, well, this is Obamacare, Sammy Sosa'd up. And
whitened up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Trending on the Twitter today.
Trending
Sammy,
on Twitter.
I hope you're well. I hope it's not like vitiligo or something. The rumors are that, you know, he's got an issue.
Oh, yes.
With his blackitude.
Oh, like he just doesn't want to be black.
He wants to be light-skinned, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a rich guy. Who gives a shit
but
if
he was
lightens
on,
his face?
He was trending earlier on the Twitter because he was wearing a pink hat, a pink shirt.
Yes.
And his skin almost matched the weird pinkishness of
maybe,
it. So it might have been...
Maybe we're reading this wrong.
Maybe he's a chameleon.
I was going to say, that's his X power. Yeah. Somehow When he stopped taking those steroids,
allegedly.
When he stopped taking those roids, his body was like, oh, shit. And
corking the bats.
Now I'm a chameleon.
Remember that one?
Do I remember it?
Oh, I grabbed the wrong bat. Yes. Oops. Oopsie.
Yeah, they should have let him keep the corkage and the steroids. Just, it would have been more fun.
Get the fuck out of the ball. That was a fun season, that
Mark McGwire.
That yeah, that home run season.
Yeah. Bud Selig.
I mean, everybody knew it was going on, but.
Bud Selig was like, hey, guys, sorry that we had that strike in baseball. Now I'm going to let these two roided up freaks of nature, these two Hulkamaniacs, beat the living fuck out of the ball. And then later on, I'm gonna come down hard on the steroids.
Right.
After I got what I wanted out of it. Fucking hypocrite.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard. The powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
Scroguard.
Oh, that's funny, man. By the way, you want a Scroguard, go to Amazon. Sure. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. I wonder if you can get those on Amazon.
Maybe if they still have them. They were ridiculous. It's rubber underwear, basically, that you just you put on to... If somebody's
at some point with
that disease infected,
wouldn't you rather have herpes?
Well, I mean, what's it look like down there if you've got to put on a Scroguard?
It looks perfect.
New legislative language unveiled by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today does include big changes.
Yes.
And this is the part where they're going to lose. Like Rand Paul and some of the conservatives. They're going to leave in the taxes on wealthy people.
Right.
But they are also going to give in to the conservative sides that the insurance be further deregulated. In other words, tell the insurance companies, you don't have to cover cancer. Don't worry about it. You can sell. They want to allow them to sell those shitty, junky, horrible, crappy
God,
insurance plans, which by definition keeps people, healthy people, out of the giant risk pool, which
yes,
the whole point is to put everybody in that risk pool.
Oh, yeah.
And that brings the cost down for everybody, including the ones who are sick and have pre-existing conditions, et cetera, and older people. But the young selfish cunts are like, and they're not even that young, are like, well, I don't want to pay for anybody else's health care. I don't want to pay a little bit more so other people can afford it. What the fuck kind of a world is this?
Well, they're kind of right. I mean, we should all have single payer. Let's just cut to the part where we have single payer.
Well, then taxes might go up a little see here.
So what?
Well, right.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, what are we...
A couple of sane millionaires out there I saw, one that Nick Hanauer guy was like, Nick Hanauer? He's like, I'll pay 5% more.
Nick Hanauer?
He's some billionaire dude who's on the side of good.
Shit.
But he's the one who's trying to tell... He wrote an article a while back that's like, basically, dear peers, prepare for torches and pitchforks and guillotines.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Because that's where you guys are sending the world if you keep up with your cuntage.
There's a lot of cuntage, too, dude.
He's
right.
It hasn't really changed all that much. So I can't imagine they're going to get 50 votes because
right.
The senator from Maine, Susan Collins, maybe. Yeah. She's already said, this is kind of the same. I'm out.
Didn't Susan Collins get a mean note from Governor Paul LePage
because
Susan Collins wasn't going to attend the inaugural?
Oh, was it?
And Paul LePage sent Susan a note saying, hey, you better attend or I'm going to fire you. And she was like,
I'm a senator, you asshole.
Think you
yeah.
can, you fucking racist dickhead. God. Really says a lot about God. Anybody's listening from Maine, how in the fuck? Paul LePage is the worst governor. I mean, God, I mean, it's not Rick Scott, right?
Well, I mean,
it's Abbott.
Rick Scott, I mean, you know, don't discount what goes on that isn't on in public. Paul LePage, at least, is a Trumpian pull back the curtain festering asshole.
He's a lunatic.
You know
he's
what like you get.
He's a carnival sideshow act.
Somebody like Rick Scott, more insidious, evil reptilian, who will smile his creepy, he who should not be named, smile.
Oh, yes.
And Voldemort.
Ooh. Voldemort.
I said it.
Are you not in Harry Potter? You can't say that name or shit happens. Is that the deal?
You know, in the earlier books, I believe they're I don't know if that it's just don't. I don't know if they believe shit's going to happen. I don't know. They are wizards and shit.
That's true.
But I think it's just like, you know, after World War II, maybe you didn't mention Hitler frequently in Germany, kind of a thing where they're like, oh, my God, this guy almost destroyed the universe.
In the world
of
Harry Potter, is there also Jesus at the same time? I mean, does Jesus coexist with Voldemort? I mean, because I'm just wondering. I mean, you know,
I mean, I'm sure J.K. Rowling would say maybe, but I don't know.
And if so, are the wizards more real than Christ?
I remember no references
to Jesus in that
to
book?
Any Christitude or any kind of religiosity-itude, really.
I'm just wondering, because all of a sudden, if there were wizards and shit, wouldn't it be odd? It's like, all of a sudden, you're praying to a non-existent
That walking
Jesus.
On water thing, big fucking deal.
Yeah, look at that guy over there, that kid with a little stick. Turned that guy into a fucking squirrel.
Came back from the dead, okay, so he had a horcrux or two.
Right. What about this dragon in the backyard?
Spoiler alert.
A horcrux? Horcrux.
Yes.
What is that?
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
Voldemort, when they all ganged up, or when he got killed.
Right. Who's he?
Voldemort.
Okay.
When he got killed, when the magic of Harry's Sauron. Mother's love for him.
Oh, yes.
As they killed her, her protecting Harry went back on him kind of deal,
shit.
I think was the story.
Oh, wow.
By
the way, you know the guy that played the Gollum is reading all of Hitler's tweets.
He was
Trump's, sorry.
He was split. He split his soul into like six to survive. He split his essence, his soul, his
Gross.
Whatever himself into these six magical dealios, or some of his toadies did or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like
dude.
That.
But that sounds like Jesus.
So he went off and regenerated.
Does that
and came back.
See, that sounds like Christ. That sounds like the in the Bible.
How crazy is that?
Hoogity boogity.
And just, you know, anyway, it's frustrating.
Why aren't there more glitter bombs in the Bible?
You don't know there weren't.
Okay, were you there?
So the Senate bill, is still horrible. I can't imagine this is going to fly.
Yes.
The CBO projected the original bill would result in 49 million Americans being uninsured in 10 years.
Yay. Wait, is that something we want to work to? This is bizarre. What the fucking fuck?
But they're also talking about, you know, there are certain things that affect the budget that can't be fucked with by a 51 to 49 margin, or 50-50 with Mike. I only eat with my mother, Pence.
Mother.
And to break the tie. But
what a creep.
So it would require 2/3. So they know there's no. So they need Democrats.
Shit.
They need 10-ish Democrats.
Yeah.
To agree to something.
Right.
To certain parts of this.
2/3.
Yes.
Fractions.
So that's why they're waiting for this parliamentarian.
Yes.
To decide what can be used. What Mitch can slip through with a 51 majority vote,
Mitch,
and
the
what
bitch.
He needs to have a full 2/3. So it might be torpedoed even because of that. If the parliamentarian comes back and says key parts of this, well, you need 66 votes or 60 whatever, they're going to be like,
it's not worth our time.
We're fucked. Yeah. And I'm going to be very mad. Do you hear that? Yeah, he said to Pat Robertson. Yeah, Pat Robertson's like, what if they don't come?
Hey.
What if Mitch McConnell can't do it? And Trump's like, oh, well, I'm going to be very mad.
Hey, GOP, I want to say, bang up work with this in government, right? I mean, you guys are just totally.
It's doing great.
fucking killing
like
it.
Like in Michigan. Poisoning some black kids and Kansas.
Right.
Closing schools early because you ran the treasury out because you gave all those tax breaks to your golf buddies.
You guys fucking suck.
And then they say, well, you know, we're going to have to cut food stamps and we're going to have to tighten our belts.
Ooh, yes.
So that we can make sure these guys get a little more tax breaks.
God damn it.
Come on. Those kids don't need, you know, health care and shit.
What's your goal? Put them to work. What's their goal? Their long-term goal. We want everybody uninsured in this country.
Unless they can pay for it and somebody can make money off it.
And by the way, my insurance is going to go up in the future. If I live in Boston or Fort Lauderdale or one of these cities, it's going to be, you know, inundated with motherfucking water, right? Why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I live in water.
Susan Collins and Rand Paul have all but definitely declared that they won't be supporting this, which would then be, I believe, 50-50. And then in that case,
fuck you.
Mike Pence will waddle over. Cast a tie-breaking vote to take health care away from tens of millions of people.
God, Mike Pence is so bizarre, man. All this homophobic shit, and then, you know, the thing with his wife.
Well,
and
now they're you know, the spotlight's on him a little bit.
Oh, yes.
And was it yesterday like that his one of his toadies wouldn't say no when asked the question, did the vice president during the campaign meet with any Russians that haven't been disclosed? And he didn't say no. He's like,
oh my God,
the vice president, you know, this all happened before he was part of the team. And
listen, look at the GOP and their ties with Russia. Paul Ryan, that thing about the money laundering, that didn't disappear, right?
No, I think it's all still Sessions. I think Mueller's still looking into it all.
Trump. All of Trump's shitty fucking kids who are in government, so the fucking Jared dickhead.
If it ends up being this sweeping and all-encompassing, we might be fucked. How are they going to not try to somehow bring Mueller down, the whole thing crashing?
They don't have a choice. This could be the end of the garbage old party. They're going to bring down the whole fucking country because they don't care. Like our friend Brooke Reed said, they're racist fucking amoral dickheads that don't give a fuck. They're lunatics.
I got a life force.
But they have a life force, Ryan.
Oh, yes.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo. The Senate bill still harsh as hell, it says.
Fuck you.
Let's see what the other half ain't thinking. Let's scurry over to the Drudge. Let's e-scurry over.
What animal scurries mostly? Is it robots?
Rodents and
robots. Rabbits.
Well, you can build a robot that scurries.
A rabbit robot.
Oh, boy.
Chimera.
Picture of the back of Donald Trump's head. No, we're not looking at a crotch shot of Putin.
From behind.
But it is a over-the-shoulder shot of Emmanuel Macron smiling at Trump.
Fuck
and
you.
The headline says, bromance.
Oh, shit. We are sizzling.
The leads to The Sun. Holy crap.
Okay.
TheSun.co.uk.
Is that not conservative?
A lot of links over to British.
Why is that?
What about making America great again? Why is Drudge Report linking over to the UK every 5 minutes?
Why are you guys such fucking Anglophiles?
Not
What's your deal?
I have a problem with the UK. I'm just
But
saying.
Isn't The Sun a right wing nut job paper owned by loons?
Isn't it Murdoch's?
Yeah, I thought so.
Wasn't that the one that did the hacking into
the
people's
wiretapping?
Yeah, wiretapping
and
shit.
Oh yeah, what a reliable source. A bunch of fucking liars.
The headline says, new bromance. Donald Trump buddies up to, quote, great president. Oh, he must have called them great president.
I can't quit you.
I'm here, and I'm glad we're sitting here with the great president, French Macron dude.
Somebody needs to check Trump. I don't know that he's all there,
no.
Dude. He's fucking out of it.
And tells his wife, you're in such good shape. Oh, how do you get those ass cheeks like that? Do you do Pilates or something?
Let me pinch your booty.
Oh my
creep.
God. And
God, our
some,
president is a creepy old dude.
He does some really weird thing with the hand again. Like he shakes her hand.
Yeah.
And then he they take both hands.
Jack me off.
It almost looks like she's trying to fend him off with Aikido moves.
Wouldn't you do the same if Trump was coming at you? I'd be like, okay, don't fuck me. Don't fuck me.
And then they kind of hold the same, not like, shaking right hands. It's his left hand is holding her right hand. And he pulls his hand in like he's trying to pull her into him.
Who taught
this guy? It's so creepy.
How to do anything. Why do we have a president who, okay, when he's not being racist, when he's not being homophobic, when he's not being creepy, he's just like weird. Like he can't do anything like a normal fucking person. You know,
Trump
what I mean?
At one point turned to Brigitte Macron and told her, "You are in such good shape."
Hello.
He repeats the observation to the French president before turning. She's in such good shape. Emmanuel, I can't believe you hit that.
Right. Who the fuck says shit like this, man?
And then turned back to the French First Lady and said, "Beautiful."
Does he think he's on the set of
this is so gross.
What's that show that he did? Miss Universe. Hey, our president used to run Miss Universe.
And
is that weird? That's weird, right?
Yeah,
bizarre.
I mean, put it all together. Put it on the pile, I mean.
I'm not voting for anybody for president that ran a Miss Universe. And you know why? Fuck it, man. I don't care. I don't want that segment of society in the Oval Office. I want a more serious kind of boring person. I want a boring person that likes to read. Like Obama was boring, kind of, you know? He liked to read. He was into reading shit. This Trump doesn't read. He just tweets.
You know what it was. Trump found out the story. Because remember it wasn't a controversy in France, but the right-wing nutjobs were trying to turn it into one, and France went, pfft.
Right.
Macron's wife...
Macron.
...was his high school teacher.
Oh, okay.
And is a few years older than him.
That's right.
So they tried to paint it like, you know, it was some ancient old pedophile woman preying on some poor high school kid.
Macron is banging his geometry teacher.
And France is like,
yeah, they don't give a fuck.
You've got to be kidding.
Oh, oui, oui. Have a croissant. Go fuck yourself.
So there you go. That's strangely, the headline over at Drudge.
Nine.
I'm trying to figure out why they don't like Macron.
Drudge does not. Well, is he not a lib?
No, I mean, not if you're a lib like us.
He's not like Macron. Pin.
Macron would be the equivalent of Bill Clinton coming in.
Oh, fine.
Not back in the day. That neoliberalism is what got us fucked in the first place.
Oh, yeah,
is where we're at.
They use the word thugs, right?
Well, yeah, and
they were racist.
Really bad trade deals that sent. It was just butting up to the corporations.
Would you trade
stuff.
Bill Clinton for Schittler?
But having said that, I would take Bill Clinton, of course.
Right.
Lesser evils. But if we can have like a no evil. How about a no evil? How about a real liberal? Real
no evil.
Mincing libtard.
Yes, baby.
In the fucking White House.
I'm
who
telling
wants
you.
Single payer for everybody. Who wants income equality. Tax those fucking rich. I agree with the simplifying the tax code.
Yes.
Here, rich people, you're paying 70% taxes.
Yeah, and
you
know
we'll
what?
Scale it on down.
To make up for past, you know, whatever, you're going around and giving complimentary HJs to any poor person you run into. You got to jag them off. Hyperbole, I'm kidding. But, shit, I was going to say something.
But my hands are so small.
Oh, yeah. I pulled my thumb.
Yeah, I'll have to stay away from the black ones.
Oh, yes. No, Trump. No.
But it makes my hand look so smaller. So much smaller.
Kamala Harris, Senator Al Franken, 2020, baby.
Fuck yeah. That would be a great ticket.
Kamala. Kamala and Al, baby. Kamala the president,
like
Al Franken camel. Vice.
Camel. I think. As far as I've heard, it's Kamala, but it could
Who
be.
Who else would be good?
Kamala.
What about Elizabeth Warren? Why not her? What's wrong with her?
Sure, nothing.
Yeah.
Bernie has not said no.
Right. Sure.
He'll be older, but fuck, Trump's the oldest fuck we've had in the White House.
You think, you know.
Since Reagan. Yeah. And that went great.
Right. I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I kind of think, hey, we need a black woman to be president. We just need it. We just, our country.
Yeah, we needed a black man, and look what they did. I mean.
So what?
I think it ultimately helped, hopefully.
What are we waiting for, though?
That's true.
You know what I mean? I mean, what?
Well, you said that a black comic down here somewhere said, opened up with Michelle Obama 2020.
Silence the crowd.
There you go.
But good. But good. You know what I mean? I mean, it's because I think we're, listen, Trump is to me proof that the other side isn't changing, right? And so we can either wait. We can wait around for these people to, I don't know, evolve a little bit. You know, I mean.
Of old age?
Yeah.
But it's the rich ones. You know, if we can somehow make that shit more fair and start. Well, I think everything needs to be broken up. I'm not an anti-capitalist per se, but yeah. I think by definition, how does AT&T merging with Time Warner or, you know, or
I hate AT&T.
I
hate them.
How do six companies turning into four?
I don't know.
Help with competition.
It hurts.
And help the market.
It hurts the fucking consumer.
In any capacity. And then when you find out that everything you buy, everything you eat, everything, every restaurant you go to, it's a chain, it trickles up to some one of like 10 different conglomerates. And they're going to start gobbling each other up. It's going to be fucking RoboCop. You know, there's going to be the corporation that runs us all.
I mean, the truth is, I think we're at a point where the progressives need to get a little bit more militant, and it's time to say, hey, fuck you, conservatives. Yeah, we're going to run a black woman. Yeah, we're going to run a Jewish person. And we're going to shove it in your face. We're going to rub your nose in it. Because, number one, it's revenge, because fuck Trump. We got to make the GOP, and we got to make the conservatives pay.
Black, disabled, lesbian, Jew.
Whatever. Yes.
Atheist.
Right. And you know what? If they're going to bitch and scream and complain, there's a war on white people, let's give it to them. Let's give it to them. Well, why are we so nice? Why are we so polite?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, we're nice. We're polite. The liberals.
We're not. We're lesser.
No. Listen,
well,
man.
We're not.
No, we're not. But you know, the Democrats, you know, you can be nice and polite, but the truth is that's at the expense of black people. That's at the expense of gay people. Because while we let the Republicans do their bullshit,
Democrats believe in like democracy and
I believe in democracy.
I'm gonna get that book, by the way.
What I'm
saying the Democrats, because they believe in democracy, don't do the Republican tactics of, well, we're gonna cheat, we're gonna try to make sure Republicans don't vote, we're gonna fight them. The Democrats want to include them.
Right. And I don't want to cheat. What I'm saying is when the Republicans say there's voter fraud and there's not, we need to really explain to them that there is not voter fraud.
Well, we try. But how do you when the only channel they turn on is Fox?
If you listen to
if you turn on Fox today, this whole nothing burger about Don Jr., Ryan, when the rest of the world is like, oh, my God, this is quite probably the smoking gun that ties it to the upper levels of the Trumpian dynasty cabal of cuntage.
And if you turn on MSNBC today and it's not Rachel and it's not Chris Hayes and it's not Joy Reid and it's not Lawrence. Those centrist fucks are trying to present this Russian thing in such a way that there are two equal sides. And that shit has to fucking stop.
I don't know about that. They have people on. I'll agree that they make the mistake of having on a lunatic Trump supporter. They're making the same mistake that Fox has done for years.
Yeah.
Which is have on a lunatic as an equal.
That's what I mean.
As an equal, they're starting to do that because anybody that's supporting Trump in any of this has got to be a right wing lunatic,
a racist, a Russian sympathizer,
a traitor. Yeah, many of the above, white supremacist, xenophobe,
I mean, really,
dumb fuck.
Yeah,
anti-immigration, anti-education.
I guess here's my
anti-gay.
My point is, as a progressive, let's stop breaking our dicks to tell both sides. Because there is a lesser side based in racism and hate and xenophobia. We don't need to worry about that side. Those are all deal breakers. Right. We got Russians in the White House. We don't know what's happening.
Yeah, that's what there was. Max Boot, you know, he's going to talk about a porn
Who's
name.
That?
He's a Republican pundit. I don't know if he's a journalist or if he was. I'm done. I'd be looking him up. He's an author, consultant, military historian.
Fuck you.
He's one of these. He described his ideas as America might to promote American ideals, American might. So
right.
he wants to go out and kick some ass in the world and spread democracy, whether you fucking want it or not.
Right.
Which is the cause of many of our problems. But nonetheless, so he's a right wing nutjob.
Great.
Warmonger.
He was
on one of the shows the other day, and he was like, I'm embarrassed for my party. I can't believe this. This is an attack on our soil, basically, from a foreign entity. And the people that are in charge are allowing this to happen because they might be able to get their health care passed.
Yeah.
They might be able to get their tax breaks for their buddies and stuff.
Yeah.
And in fact, he was on. Oh, here. Interesting. I Googled him, and he actually apparently had a little dust up with Fucker.
Oh, jeez.
Today.
Wow.
I want to hear how Tucker Carlson calls this guy a cuck.
He calls him a cuck?
Well, does he call him that's one of his words.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know.
God
it's that,
damn.
That bro.
Tucker you know what Carlson makes me laugh is these GOP people that are finally coming out and saying, oh, jeez, I can't believe my party. What's happening to it? We've been sitting around with a fucking bag on your head for the last few years. While your fucking party puts the agenda that maybe our president isn't legitimate because he's born in Kenya. You don't have a problem with profiling. And all of a sudden now that it's so much that you're fucking, you have the presidency, the leader of the face of your party, Trump, is in the White House and his dick's up Putin's asshole. Now you're finally shamed. Oh my fucking God. Congratulations. What do you want? A fucking participation trophy?
He's a former, Romney advisor.
Oh, fuck you.
Tucker Carlson had a heated exchange with defense policy expert Max Boot.
This night with Ralph Peters, the retired lieutenant colonel, who suggested that anyone who disagrees with him on Russia would probably be very much like a Hitler sympathizer. Here's how it went.
Vladimir Putin hates us. He is malevolent. And he is...
Some creative editing here.
On behalf
of Mr. Carlson,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Close to pure evil as I can find. He's also brilliant. And so I don't understand why any American would want...
Okay, I'm skipping ahead a little bit because Ralph Peters and Fucker got into a little...
In the most flagrant and flamboyant
way. Max Boot.
For over a decade. And so you have to sort of wonder, like...
What have I been wrong about, Tucker?
Having watched you carefully and known you for a long time, I recall vividly when you said that if we were to topple the governments of Afghanistan and Iraq, the region would be much safer and the people who took their place would help us in the global
war. Oh, as did you, Tucker. I'm sure that you were spewing that all over the airwaves when you had your little bow tie on.
What happened to the bow tie?
I don't know. Somebody,
did Roger Stone give him a call and say, hey, listen, Tucker, fashion's my thing. That bow tie, gotta lose it, baby.
And he's the poster child of what's wrong with this country.
Who, Tucker?
Tucker Carlson.
Oh, I agree with you.
The piece of shit. The brotastic, privileged,
rapey,
white cunt niddle.
Oh, yeah. He's a total cunt niddle, dude. That's a good word. You are a cunt niddle! Continental? Is that a word?
No, I don't know.
Is that a Harry Potter thing?
No, not that I know.
Old and Lady Continental.
I mean, maybe later. Harry Potter and the Continental of Stone. Jared Kushner.
Oh, what an evil little fucknut.
Is back in the spotlight.
Damn.
As you know, a lot of our elected officials on our side.
Is he the only guy that can do anything for Schittler?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, really.
They're calling for, can you make that souffle you make?
Well, seriously, when they want to go, say they're all sitting around their
mac and cheese souffle.
Their gilded ass house, you know, with all the gold bullshit everywhere.
Hideous. Now. Yeah, tacky as fuck.
They're like, hey, do you guys want to go see a movie? Oh, I'd love to. Where's so-and-so playing? Hey, Jared, find out where a movie is and then buy tickets. We're all too stupid to do shit like that. Is he making the order at the Chinese food place?
Well, he tells somebody to make the order.
Someone?
I don't think Jared does shit.
He tells his slaves.
Jared's a trust fund twunt.
Yeah, he's a twunt. God damn it.
What? Did you hear what his dad did to go to jail? Why his dad went? You know, Chris Christie put his dad in jail.
Oh, shit.
And
what'd he do?
One, there was like, was he, I'm paraphrasing. I don't know what he was, but. There was a scandal breaking.
Yes.
And he hired a hooker to fuck his brother-in-law and then sent the pictures to his sister or something like that to try to do something like that heinous.
And Chris Christie put the guy in jail?
Well, for the corruption and the other shit that went along with that. But he was trying to, I don't know. It's like the brother-in-law had something to do with it, maybe. And he was trying to put it on the government. This shows you what these people are all about.
Hello, I'm Mr. Kushner. I'd like to send over a hooker to my brother-in-law's house and have someone film it. Hold on one second. Let me give you my government Amex. What kind of fucking bananas world are these fucking lunatics living in?
Charles Kushner, American real estate developer.
He was supposed to buy the Rays or the Marlins with some other fuckers.
Convicted of illegal campaign contributions, tax evasion, and witness tampering.
Hello?
Served time in federal prison.
Jolly good.
Of course, after his release, he resumed his career in real estate.
Hand release?
He was fined over $500,000 by the FEC for contributing to political campaigns in the names of his partnership,
Oopsie.
Lacking authorization to do so.
Fuck you.
2005.
Yes.
Chris Christie negotiated a plea deal with him under which he pleaded guilty to 18 counts of illegal campaign contributions, tax evasion, witness tampering. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
The witness tampering charge arose from Kushner's act of retaliation against William Shulder, his sister Esther's husband, who was cooperating with federal investigators.
Oh, shit.
Kushner hired a prostitute to seduce his brother-in-law, arranged to record an encounter between the two, and had the tape sent to his sister.
Hey, drain the swamp, baby. Holy fuck.
So those are the morals of the father.
Yes.
Of Jared Kushner.
I love it.
We see what Donald's about. We see what Jared's family is about.
Well, listen.
Didn't they recently lie about something? The family was using the Trump name to try to get a deal through or something.
Oh, that's nice.
There is all kinds of bullshit going on.
You know, that sort of proves out what Trump said, you know? Hey, everybody does this kind of shit, right?
Right.
Everybody you're surrounded by, you fucking loon.
Yeah, and he keeps on Twitter. He crowed about, oh my God, look at the Dow, how big it is.
Let me show you my
Dow. It's never been bigger. Who's benefiting from that?
Yeah, who gives a fuck, dickhead? I don't give a fuck. Suck my dick, please. You know. You know I mean that. I don't mean it like, I'm not like, Trump, please suck my dick.
Oh, well. Mark Kasowitz, breaking news here.
This just in.
President Trump's personal attorney.
Oh, shit.
On the Russia case.
Yeah. What'd he do?
Threatened a stranger in a string of profanity-laden emails.
Hey, listen, it's an afternoon.
The man is a retired PR professional who asked not to be identified.
The guy that got threatened.
Yeah. He read a story in ProPublica about Kasowitz and sent the lawyer an email with the subject line, resign now.
Right.
Kasowitz replied with a series of angry messages sent between 9:30 and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. One read, I'm on you now. You are fucking with me now. Let's see you who you are. Watch your back, bitch.
I'm on you now? Oh, my God. That is...
This is Trump's lawyer.
Fucking lawyer. Why are they all the professionals he uses, like, say, his doctor? And doesn't he have another lawyer that's loony?
Yeah. The guy that's Cusolo, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's being... He's being investigated for defrauding like a charity, his charity. Some Jesus-y thing.
Yeah. And the doctor Trump used. Didn't he use a doctor from Cannonball Run 2?
Yeah, that crazy doctor. He was like, yeah, he's the most healthy person ever to walk the face of the earth.
Do you remember the person I'm referencing, though?
Who looked like he was stoned out of his mind. Yeah.
Do you remember Cannonball Run?
Of course I remember Cannonball Run.
Remember the fucking doctor, the proctologist that rode in the fucking... Yes, you remember. Don't pretend you don't. That rode in the back with the Dom DeLuise.
Yes.
I'm a proctologist. That guy. That's one of my favorite movies.
In another email, Kasowitz wrote, call me.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid, you piece of shit.
God.
Stand up. If you don't call, you're just afraid.
Right. Listen, listeners, if you're not familiar with the Cannonball Run franchise, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, buy all the series. Yeah.
A later email said, I already know where you live. I'm on you. You might as well call me. You will see me. I promise, bro.
It's all crazy people. There's somebody not crazy in his fucking life.
ProPublica did not publish the man's name, but he gave his name to them, and they matched his identity, and they verified his identity. The IP addresses and the intermediate mail servers that they analyzed show that the emails came from Kasowitz's firm.
No shit.
In one email, Kasowitz gave the man a cell phone number that's not published. He's like, here's my cell, you fucker. Call me. Something like that. What is wrong with these people? This is the problem. Angry white men.
Oh, God.
Who think
so
they're
true.
Tough guys. Everybody's in a goddamn fucking episode of Sopranos.
It's every person on the planet that would be mean to their server at a restaurant. That would be an asshole. The steak's cold. Fuck you. I'm not tipping you. Blah, blah, blah. It's just every dickhead. It's every dickhead you'd avoid. Would you want to hang out with any of these people?
God, no.
Think about the Obama administration. I'd hang out with Obama. That sounds like fun. I'd hang out with Michelle. That sounds like fun. Rattle off some more fuckers from his administration. You know, the fucked up thing, I really can't rattle off that many people from the Obama administration. You know why? So there weren't any fucking scandals.
Right.
Who was his campaign manager? Fuck if I know. Paul Manafort was Trump's.
Satan.
God damn it. Satan.
The exchange began after the man saw our story featured last night on the Rachel Maddow Show.
Yes.
We reported that Kasowitz is not seeking a security clearance, even though the Russia case involves a significant amount of classified material. So the lawyer should have been like, well, if I'm going to see this material, I should try to get a classified status. He's not even going to try.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Experts reported that Kasowitz could have trouble getting a clearance because of what multiple sources have described as a recent history of alcohol abuse.
Oh, shit.
Former employees also said that Kasowitz had engaged in behavior that made them uncomfortable.
Hello. What was he doing?
I don't know.
What was he? That sounds ominous. See, somebody should spell out what he did, because now I'm imagining a guy running around in a brony outfit, jagging off into a fucking, I don't know, shaker knit sweater. What are you looking at? Hey, for those of you listening, if you're watching us, you're a bunch of purrs. I don't know how you're doing it. That vile experience. Very expressive eyes as he looked over this fucking story.
Kasowitz's
What is
spokesman
it?
Issued a statement disputing several parts of the story. Quote, Mark Kasowitz has not struggled with alcoholism.
Who said he had?
He has not come into the office intoxicated.
Okay.
Attorneys have not had to go across the street to the restaurant during the workday to consult Kasowitz on work matters.
Oh,
so that's
what
they were saying. He's come in drunk.
Yes.
And we've had to go find him at the bar across the street to talk to him about work.
Well, listen, I'll tell you this. Had I went a different route in my life career-wise and I ended up an attorney, I mean, I had my own practice. Yeah. You would have to come see me at the bar across the street often because I'm drunk. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Here's the email. Here's the email that started. Oh, my God.
I mean, this.
The first response that Kasowitz said.
Hold on a second. Just because we've been. If you just tuned in, we are talking about Trump's attorney.
Who's defending him on this whole Russia thing.
A criminal attorney.
Criminal attorney.
His defense attorney. Okay. He's not, he's fucking
his
nuts.
Representative.
Our president.
Sure. He's perfect.
He's great. He's a fantastic fuck nut.
This is what the guy sent that warranted these responses. Mark, you don't know me. I don't know you, but I believe it is in your interest and long-term interest of your firm for you to resign from your position advising the president regarding pending federal legal matters. No good can come from this. And in fact, your name may turn out to be a disparaging historical footnote to the presidency of DJT.
Oh,
5 minutes later,
God.
Kasowitz responded with two words.
Yes.
Fuck you. That was his first response.
Fuck you,
fuck
man.
Fuck you. Mark E. Kasowitz, Kasowitz, Benson, and Torres,
listen,
LLP.
Yeah, I don't know. What would you look for in your attorney if you're Schittler?
15 minutes later, he sent another email, and you don't know me, but I will know you.
Oh,
how dare
God.
You send me an email like that? I'm on you now. You are fucking with me now. Let's see who you are. Watch your back, bitch.
This is an attorney? A guy that's supposed to advise you in legal matters and things like that.
Okay, this guy's funny.
My attorney is telling someone to watch their back, bitch.
The guy responded, ooh. Thank you for your kind reply. I may be in touch as appropriate.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, fuck you, man.
Call me if you want a conversation. I will have it with you. You are such a piece of shit. Call me. Don't be afraid, you piece of shit. Stand up. If you don't call, you're just afraid. Call me. 33 minutes later.
God damn.
He sent another one that said, I'm Jewish. I presume you are too. Apparently the guy has a Jewish sounding name.
Okay.
Stop being afraid. Call me or give me your number and I will call you. I already know where you live. I'm on you. You might as well call me. You will see me. I promise, bro.
Ooh. Does this attorney, during the day, is he allowed out of a Hannibal Lecter mask? Is he caged up? He should be in restraints. I'm on you. I'm coming over to your house, bitch.
Now they're debating whether or not this is harassment. Like, this is illegal. The lawyer for the president said, I'm on you.
Imagine, like, yeah, dude, a guy,
watch your back, bitch.
You just said it. A guy, a representative of Schittler, told someone, "I know where you live, bitch. Fuck you." You got to be kidding me.
What the fuck is going on with this country?
Donald,
I mean, seriously,
I mean,
these people should be laughed at, marginalized, and put in the corner to tantrum their sad little insecure white lives away. But now they're running things. They're running things.
I mean, you know, it sounded like you could have been reading dialogue from Polly Walnuts from The Sopranos.
Right.
Fuck you. You know? I mean, really.
Well, I mean, the many stories came out that we understand that there's not a lot of, let's say, interest in when the president was putting it out there, I'm looking for a lawyer.
Yeah, right.
A lot of the good ones were like,
well, I mean,
oh, sure. I'm busy. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
That shocks me. Isn't that a decent payday?
Yeah, but do you want to be the law firm that represents Hitler? Trump as he drags the country down into our another probable, God, I hope so,
negative
I do impeachment?
Not. No, fuck no, man. Fuck no. It's all fucking nuts, dude. It's fucking crazy.
So there you go.
It's That's bananas.
Kazowitz.
Fuck you.
That's awesome. Trump is probably like, I love what you did. Hit him back 10 times as hard, Kazzy. God.
Nobody hit anybody.
Again, points right to the character of these loathsome snot dollops.
But even, you're a snot dollop. But what kind of character even is an attorney, though? I mean, what normal person gets mad at someone for what?
He's represented Trump the whole time. I think their firm was represented Daddy. Remember we speculated on that before, that Trump has zero accomplishments of any worth because all he did was inherit his dad's real estate of hate business.
I mean, it's
hundreds of millions.
Absolutely
with
bananas.
With a massive scoundrel law army.
Massive.
That their MO is, somebody complains about you not paying them.
Yeah.
Threaten to sue the fuck out of them for tens of the years.
I mean, I wouldn't vote for this guy. I wouldn't vote for Trump ever. I wouldn't even want to hang out with this guy. I mean, do you remember when a kinder, gentler time when angry old Bob Dole ran for president? Do you remember
yes.
that? Do you remember Bob with
sure.
the hand and the
yeah,
whole thing?
Yeah,
and
sure.
like, I'm such an asshole with the hand. But, I mean, I didn't vote for Bob Dole.
Nor did I.
But I would sit down and I think you could have a very nice dinner with Bob Dole. I mean, you're white and everything.
It seemed like
know.
A almost sane person, yeah. Somewhere yeah. they've lost their rail. They've gone off the rails.
For a second, let's just rifle through the lovely cavalcade of dickheads. On the GOP.
But don't forget, when Bob Dole was senator, Newt Gingrich was the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
God.
So, I mean,
rapey old Newt Gingrich. Real, you guys, the GOP has real gems. Denny Hastert.
Sure.
I mean, holy fucking hell.
I want to get to this Mo Brooks stuff really quickly. We didn't... I talked about it a couple days ago, but we didn't get to it. This is Mo Brooks is a representative.
Oh, God.
He's a cartoon character from Alabama.
Alabama Stan.
One of, God, who do you root for? He's an opponent of Justice Roy Moore battling for the Senate seat left open by Jefferson Beauregard Sessions the Third.
Listen, is a primary.
Listen to this boy band of hooded fuckwads.
Ah, God, fuck! I was just in Alabama last night.
Oh God,
there are lots of nice.
Stop hitting me with reality like that every once in a while.
It's there are lots of nice people in Alabama. There really are.
Well, you are white.
Yeah, I am white. But I know, God, I know lots of people of color that live in Alabama, and
oh boy,
they really
Godspeed.
They get pulled over all the time. No shit.
Well,
God forbid you have a little nug of weed on you. God fucking forbid.
If we talked about this on the show before, or we talked about it offline, but just the little bit of comedy I've experienced on the open mic scene in Alabama versus
yes.
LA, where I saw a lot of open mics.
Right.
The tone
yeah.
of the black comics
yes.
that were just starting out. Now
right.
the seasoned comics are seasoned comics.
Yeah.
But the just starting out ones, there seemed to be almost like a black comic in LA calling out racism is like, what the fuck is this about?
Right.
Look at this bullshit.
Yeah.
The black comic and starting out in Alabama, I got the vibe from the several I saw that it was more like a Alabama racism. Oh, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Like, they're, I mean, it's just their reality
right.
that they grew up with. I can't imagine that. And now
you get pulled over all the time.
Well, yeah, and imagine just getting shot.
I will say this, and this is not a, this isn't a good example of humanity, and I don't think anybody should hit anybody. I'm a big, you know, pacifist. We, you know, let's smoke the peace pipe and get along and just
sure.
have a fucking drink, and everybody just try to talk about your differences and no fists. However, I was at this thing at a bar late one night recently in Florida, and there was this old white guy. Just he was having a discussion about politics with somebody, and you know, he was saying some racist shit. Mm. He was talking about how Obama was a big pussy, and then this gigantic white guy at the end of the night went home with a bloody face.
Mm.
Shit, and I listen. I don't have no violence. The guy shouldn't have been hit. You know, that ain't right. But I will say this. You know, people ain't having it anymore. I mean, that guy shouldn't have hit him. He should not have hit him.
Correct.
But this guy was saying some racist shit.
Right. He should have been called out by the whole room.
So bad.
And not, yeah. That's the problem is the, right. the complicit, quiet people who will sit in, you know, we've got all these tapes of, once Trump started running,
yes.
once he won, after he won, these white people at Starbucks calling the person behind the counter the N-word, and how dare you make me wait for my latte. Trump, like chanting Trump, like some weird kind of culty magic spell.
You know, it's like, you know,
like all the black people are going to disappear if you yell Trump at them.
No.
It's like the Knights of Knee.
No, they're not.
Knee.
Is that the deal with them?
How dare you say knee to this old woman?
Well, I mean, listen, racist, think about it like this. Think about how much you hate black people. They hate you, too. Honestly, the progressives hate you. I hate these racists. They're fucking up the whole fucking thing. And I shouldn't say they hate you. What do I know? I don't fucking know. I'm a white dude. But I hate you.
So running for Senate in Alabama, Representative Mo Brooks. I'm going to describe him.
Yes.
Probably 40s, 50s, late 40s, 50s.
Ooh.
White and white. And really fucking white.
Okay.
Here is an ad that is running.
He's running against Roy fucking Moore.
Right.
What is the point in that?
And the guy who is in there now was the temporary butt plug from he was the smallest gauge.
I am the placeholder in your anus, I am.
But remember that he was the guy.
Yes.
See if I remember the story. He was the guy who was the attorney general in Alabama who was starting to go after the governor.
No, Bentley.
Who?
Pervy Bentley.
Right. And who had the sex scandal using taxpayer money
he
to cover up the sex scandal, et
he
cetera, et cetera.
Feel up her tits. Creepy.
But he was starting to go after him. But then when Jeff Bosesh, his spot opened up.
Oh, geez.
And the governor was then able to appoint someone temporarily until there's another opening.
Ooh.
This guy who was the main opponent going after the governor had a little meeting with the governor.
Right.
And then suddenly he wasn't that concerned with the shenaniganry of the governor anymore because the governor named him to the spot in the Senate. It was like the most blatant, I'll make you senator if you leave me alone. Unreal what was going on in Alabama, or what is going on in Alabama.
It really
is. It's cartoonish. And these guys are in charge. Add a couple billion to them, and we got one in the White House.
Ugh.
I mean, it really is this cabal of fuckwads, of evil.
Yeah. I mean, I was so shocked when Jeff Bosesh, he got a job.
Oh, my God.
I was like, who the fuck? Even the lowest, the scummiest, the grossest of you GOP assholes, I don't know that you would say, oh, Alabama, how can Alabama help?
He couldn't be nominated to the federal bench in the Reagan administration because of racism.
He, in a time when, who was that, Jesse Helms, a racist fucknut in one of the Carolinas?
Yeah.
Just senator forever.
Sure, and Strom Thurmond, I mean, he might have been a Democrat, but fuck. He was an old Dixiecrat.
Yeah.
They love to throw him in the face.
But Jeff Bosesh is like from that era, right?
Yeah. A little bit younger, but sure. Yeah, the tail end of it.
This guy's got a seat at the fucking table.
It's
bananas.
Here's Mo Brooks.
Oh my God.
Here's an ad that he's running in Alabama. We could probably get it on the, I think we get a couple local Alabama stations.
Oh, really?
We could see this sometime. Oh, who knows what fucking show we'd have to watch, though.
Well, I tell you what, you know what they do on the local televisions here? They run a special where they show all the sex offenders or something. They list them in the paper.
I saw that.
It's kind of fucked up, man.
It's a whole page of, also disturbing was the quantity. I mean, I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Why is there a fold-out section for this?
And that was Gulf Breeze. That wasn't even Pensacola. Jeez. That's a lot smaller.
God,
right?
Damn.
That paper's a Gulf Breeze right. paper. Anyway, Mo Brooks. Here's Mo Brooks.
Hi, I'm Mo Brooks, candidate for the Senate, and I approve this message.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
President Trump promised a wall to keep us safe and to protect American jobs for American workers. But even some establishment Republicans are blocking the way. Elect me to the Senate, and I'll fight every spending bill that doesn't fund that.
So
I'll fight every spending bill that doesn't
fund that wall. He's playing that opening part where Trump said they send rapists. They don't send their best. They send rapists. He's playing that as a, this was great.
What the fuck? Does Roy Moore disagree with that?
Oh, I'm sure not.
God, how the fuck?
I'm sure not.
That is so racist.
I wonder if there's a guy, I'm going to look into. I want to see who's...
Mo Brooks is garbage.
I want to see who the Democrats are putting up.
I don't know.
I want to see that lesbian council member.
Right.
State absolutely. Legislator. She's awesome. I forget her name. From Mobile, of course. Or from Montgomery, one of the two metropolitan areas. Here's the rest of Mo.
You got to be kidding.
Wall. And if I have to filibuster on the Senate floor, I'll even read the King James Bible until the wall is funded. And you know what? Washington could benefit from that.
I'm just going to filibuster and read the King James Bible until they fund that wall.
How is Washington benefiting from any of this?
From his magic spell or reading the Bible?
Think how many Latinos live in this country. And you want to send this guy to Washington who says, oh, the Mexicans are rapists, blah, 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 blah. We need to build a wall because all the dirty Mexicans are coming over.
Well, think about where this ad's running.
Yeah, that's true.
In Alabama.
God damn.
We're going to build that wall, or you'll know the name of every Republican who surrenders to the Democrats.
Seriously.
Surrendering to the Democrats.
I think there's a lot of black people in Alabama.
Absolutely.
How has the Democrats' message failed that those people are not, you know what I mean?
Gerrymandering.
Those people, I don't mean those people.
Gerrymandering.
That people of color aren't running out. Right. That people of color aren't running out in droves.
Because their vote doesn't fucking count.
Because they're deluded. Diluted.
There's no reason this guy... God, there's no reason. I mean, it blows my mind that
Mo Brooks' district from Alabama probably has a 1/5 of a large black area carve up. What I mean?
Sure,
and he
absolutely shares
it with 1/5 of another one and 1/5 of another one.
Guy.
So that all the white majority, there's a bunch of great memes out there that show you how easy it is if you have a grid of like a 5x5 grid, how easy it is to gerrymander it so that even though there's a majority of Democrats,
okay,
if you go by the whole state, they'll carve it up so that the Democrats are diluted their votes They can't vote in a block. How is that representative?
It's not.
How are those black people being represented?
They're not.
If you carve them up.
They're not.
And the group up and so that their power's gone.
If you're a person of color in this country, I mean, really, what the fuck, man? I mean, you can't.
Not that you should do it by color.
The cops are shooting you.
Right.
Your vote doesn't count.
It should be by income.
What do you mean?
Some of it.
What?
I don't know how you would do that. But
what do you mean?
Poor people. Who lobbies for poor people?
Nobody. Altruistic motherfuckers.
Who takes those? Yeah, but who takes those meetings? Bitch McConnell with his secret health care, death care, Trump care.
Yeah.
Refused meetings from the medical associations, from the charities, from all of these places that would be like, you can't do this. You're going to kill a lot of people. A lot of people are depending on this program now. You can make it better.
Yeah, yeah.
How about making it better, Mitch?
You know what? That's interesting what you said, because nobody talks about poverty ever. Nobody fucking talks about poverty. Bernie Sanders made that point. After one Republican primary, he was like, the word poverty was never fucking mentioned. And I read this fucking article. I think it was on Gizmodo or some shit. But how there are so many homeless people in New York. The Girl Scouts are going to these shelters, and they're making Girl Scout troops at the shelters.
Oh, grow. Oh,
well, that's
wow.
Good,
yeah.
Though, right?
I mean,
for the community, that's something. But there are so many homeless people. Yeah. It's like multiple, you know, they have multiple troops. It's just.
And then the churches, they're preying on those people.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a church charity and you open whatever to people with no conditions, that's great. If you make them have to convert to your religion, you're fucking asshole. If that's part of your deal.
Oh, yeah.
We'll help you, but you got to sit through our indoctrination camp.
Right.
Every day. You got to pray to Jesus with us.
Yeah.
Girls to break my filibuster.
We'll expand to 15 homeless shelters.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
God, I can't remind this. I don't know.
My word, and I don't give my word lightly.
Shut up.
Mo Brooks for U.S. Senate.
God, what a piece of garbage that guy is.
But compared to Roy Moore?
They're not bringing our best. I mean...
Yeah, Alabama's sending its best, huh?
Roy Moore hates gay people. This guy hates Mexican people. That's...
Oh, I'm sure Mo Brooks hates gay people, too.
Do you think?
I mean, please.
But do you think, is Roy Moore, is he racist like this guy?
Mo Brooks complained earlier this year that criticism of Attorney General Jeff Sessions was part of the war on whites.
Yes. Oh, wow. So, you know, doesn't matter.
Said last month that a Democratic colleague's criticism of a set of GOP anti-immigration bills was racism.
Holy shit.
Criticizing our anti-immigration bills is racist. It's anti-white. Brooks is one of these war on whites guys.
You know, I mean, and you say criticize. I mean, you're supposed to, right? It's a legislative process. You bring up a bill and people look at it and they criticize. Say, I don't like this, I don't like that. I mean, wait.
Oh, here you go.
It's anti-American to criticize something?
So immigration issues, that's what we discussed at this conference. Yesterday, one of your colleagues on the House floor, Congressman Gutierrez from Illinois, absolutely went off the rails. Were you there for that?
No, I wasn't. Luis Gutierrez, or Gutierrez, however you want to pronounce it.
Is that how he says it, Gutierrez?
No, it's Gutierrez is the way he pronounces it. But if you were to pronounce it phonetically, some refer to him jokingly as Gutierrez.
Ha ha ha. A bunch of the white guys talk about that nasty Mexican as Gutierrez.
Gutierrez!
He knows exactly how it's pronounced. He says, well, that's how he pronounces it.
Pronounce it the way the guy wants it to be pronounced. I mean, it's his fucking name, you fucking dickhead.
He's being racist right there.
God damn.
The little Mexican dude, Gutierrez, we call him. When we're snapping towels in the locker room at the club.
Because that's what these fucking guys, that's the racism, right? You dehumanize people.
Yeah.
He's not even Gutierrez. He's not even a person. He's this guy.
And this asshole.
You make fun of his name.
This asshole radio dick. Detroit radio host Frank Beckman opens up with this bullshit.
Yeah.
About, well, oh, and Gooderiz lost his mind. He's losing his mind. Look at this insane off-the-rails libtard. They're all crazy, wanting equal rights and equal pay and justice for Flint, Michigan and stuff.
God, those guys can shove
it up. That's unhinged,
there.
Ryan.
Fucking ass. Unhinged. Do they want unhinged?
That's from the conservative side.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he is definitely a left winger on border security issues.
Oh, my goodness. Like, he made this whole, he mentioned the fair session that we're sitting at right now. He brought it up as part of the discussion and said that we're against immigration in talk radio. Immigration. And it's like, no, we're not. You're making these things up out of.
We're more than happy to have anybody from, you know, like Scandinavia who's really white. And has money and stuff to come here.
God. Listen to these two fucking old white cunts talk about the war on white people.
Yeah.
You must be shitting me. Fuck you guys.
Whole cloth and ignoring the real issues that we hear from families and from law enforcement officials and politicians like yourself.
Well, Luis Gutierrez knows only one argument on public policy issues, and that's racism. So it doesn't make any difference what you're talking about.
So there you go.
Hey, thanks for
it's all racism.
Down. Thank you. Thanks for the white splaining, dickhead.
He'll try to reduce it down to a racist argument. And that's most unfortunate, but that's something that the Democrats do on a regular basis, where they try to divide us based on ethnicity or skin color or perhaps chromosomes, whether you're a guy or a girl. Or
what the fuck?
Those evil, non-inclusive Democrats.
Hey, dickhead. Hey, in a way, you're right. It is not inclusive. I don't want racists. I don't want sexists. Well, yeah, I don't want homophobics having a hand in my fucking government, you fucking dick.
I don't. Who falls for that argument?
No, I don't know.
I mean, it's really the most simplistic, moronic, dim fucking witted.
But that is the argument, though. The idea that they say, okay, so I call you racist. So then you say I'm playing the race card.
Well, yeah.
You can't if you're a lib.
I am.
Yeah.
Because
that's
you're
exactly
a
it.
Racist piece of shit.
And I'm going to shove the race card up
right.
your ass, figuratively.
Actually, I'm playing the second race card. You played the race card because you're a racist big piece of shit.
We wouldn't be talking about race if it weren't for you, you fucknut.
You opened with gutteries.
Yeah, come on.
Gutteries.
What a bunch of dickheads.
But if it was Scott Desjarlais, you know they don't make fun of that name.
Please.
Or any weird fucking white Republican name.
When they do shit like that, they make fun of Luis Gutierrez. Now I can't say it. Fuck them. Now I can't say it. You know what I mean? They're dehumanizing people. They're saying that guy is not a human being. He's a brown person.
Yeah, when did that happen before?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. All the time.
All those different things. And Luis Gutierrez is one of the best or worst, depending on your point of view, of trying to promote the kind of racism that unfortunately permeates so much public policy debate.
So immigration issue.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
Because racism is still public policy. I'm glancing.
Yes.
Toward Alabama, I think.
No, wrong.
No, that's right.
No, like that way.
That way or that way.
Oh, really? God, it's that big?
Is it really? Pennsylvania or Bama, Ella, Cola, whatever the hell it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Floribama is that way.
That's Texas, though.
No, Floribama is straight that way past Perdido. And Alabama also goes that way.
Are we giving away too many location clues?
We're in Pensacola.
Right.
So
don't come looking for us. We didn't do nothing.
So we're both right. It's that way and that way.
Oh, okay.
We're surrounded by Alabama.
Ah!
We're being teabagged by Alabama.
Oh my God.
So there you go. Mo Brooks. Congratulations, Alabama.
You know, the funny thing is he might not be the craziest guy running.
Well, no, you're going to get a true representative.
Get Roy Moore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why was he in the Roy news Moore? Lately? Oh, his son did some bullshit. Didn't have to go to jail. Right. Something violent. Somebody's property shooting a gun off.
His son's gotten into a lot of trouble before.
Why are these guys such garbage? Why are these people just such fucking garbage?
So, I can't wait for that primary.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Mo Brooks, the guy who's already in it.
Please.
And Roy Moore.
Roy fucking Moore.
It says Roy Moore is campaigning for Senate on a shoestring and a prayer.
Oh, yeah. Shove your prayer up your ass. Choke on your shoestring, you piece of shit.
He made a statement after the Supreme Court upheld the suspension in April. they upheld, the Supreme Court upheld his suspension. He's like, I'm wrong for governor or the senator.
The Alabama Supreme Court, right?
Yes.
I mean, shit. So that means he did something bad, right?
It says U.S. Senate hopeful Roy Moore recently made his case to Republicans in Tuscaloosa with an unusual pitch. Getting kicked off the state Supreme Court twice made him the candidate voters could trust.
How does that make any motherfucking sense, dude?
I've stood for traditional marriage and the acknowledgement of God. And with that, I've been reported to ethics commissions. It's not what you say, it's what you do.
No, it is what you do. Because of what you did, you got reported to ethics commissions. You got kicked off. Hey, goddamn, imagine you do your job so poorly, you get suspended, but that makes you more popular with your idiot constituents.
It's a crowded field. Current U.S. Senator Luther Strange.
Yes.
U.S. Rep. Mo Brooks.
Right.
Both of whom have more than $1 million in campaign donations.
Is Pepe the Frog running as well?
Oh, listen to this. This is where you know it's bullshit. Integrity will play a key role for voters. In a race already tainted by scandal in Montgomery and unfurling against the backdrop of calls to drain the swamp in Washington.
Oh, yes. Congratulations. Hand jobs all around. This election's about integrity, baby.
So Roy Moore's saying, I'm not raising all kinds of money because I got God on my side, basically.
You got racists and xenophobics and Christocunts on your side, dickface.
He's one of the front runners.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure in Alabama.
Front runners. Is he going to beat dickhead fuck Mo? Who do we root for? Mo Brooks or Roy Moore? Who do we? Honestly, let's take a pick.
Mo Brooks.
What?
Yeah, Mo Brooks. He's been on MSNBC a few times. He's a little bit of a trooper. He always says horrible. He doesn't say his most horrible shit on MSNBC. Oh. Sometimes he sounds almost sane.
Mo Brooks?
Yeah.
He just played that wall for
Schiller.
But he's
not. But he's a racist asshole. But
he's calling out. Hey, if you
right.
Don't...
I'm just saying he cleans up better than Roy Moore.
Oh, okay. This is just such a fucked up conversation to have.
Right.
Alabama. I'm
well,
sorry.
It, you know, it's a turd or a turd with corn in it. I don't know. A little bit of color.
Shit, man. That's rough. Alabama. God damn. They got legalized weed in that state. Shit.
You're right.
I'm not kidding, man.
Speaking of, somebody help Nevada.
This is not funny.
Somebody help Nevada. There's a crisis.
Yeah, I've been to Nevada. And all of a sudden you have weed there, and now you don't.
And then you take it away.
Fuck this shit. Fuck it.
Well, you know what it is? It's a stupid... We found out it's a stupid law that they typically...
Yes.
And I'm sure it has something to do with money.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But... It was almost the same problem that we heard in Amsterdam
yes.
a few years ago when we just wandered into a space cake place.
Hyperbole.
Of course, we didn't have any.
My character wandered into a space cake place.
We were just doing research for the show.
I went to space.
And we were talking to the owner.
Yes.
As we weren't having coffee in a space cake. Yeah. And
I'm on Mars.
He was saying how fucking hard it was.
Hard.
Because it's legal to sell it. It's legal to smoke it.
Yes.
But it's not legal to grow it? Was that what it was? Or to transport it?
Like to get it from the black market.
Yeah, like really weird fucking ridiculousness.
You got to make everything about it legal.
And
or,
that's what,
you know.
That's what they did in, they rushed it through. They didn't think about it. And in Nevada, they don't, they have the weed. They're not out of weed, but it's the distribution, right? It's still illegal to transport it or something like that. And then everybody's still having the problems with banks. Like banks still don't want your millions of dollars, which I find hard to believe.
Yeah, it's so stupid. You know what?
Should we open a weed bank?
No. We got to invest in this other thing that China has where you can beam something somewhere.
What?
Teleport it. It's in the news.
Come on.
No, fuck off. It's for real.
You but they're at the subatomic. Is this a quantum entanglement thing where they've
I don't know all that shit you're talking about. Here's how I understand it. In China, there's some machine.
It's not
you
like
shoot
they
shoot out my glass and then it appears in
that's
Antarctica.
Not just,
bam,
not
baby.
True.
That's what it said in the title. But that's how you do the weed. You know what I mean? That's how you get the weed from point A to point B. You get your subatomic
if you're
fucking laser.
If your glass
blaster.
Was the size of a gluon.
Oh yes.
Then maybe
let me whip out my subatomic particle blaster. Transport your weed.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday. Tomorrow, Faithless Friday, everybody. I got shit piling up.
Oh, really? For, you know,
some quotes and we got
stuff.
we got some clinging shit.
Hey, man. Clinging shit.
Yeah,
Gordon
sure.
Clinging shit.
We haven't heard from him in a little while.
He is disgusting.
This is a funny, a typical story.
Yes.
The Trump administration.
Okay.
Was, you know, they're trying to sell this, taking away healthcare from everybody. It's really good.
No, right.
My guy.
How the fuck do people fall for this shit?
Make granny dead again.
We should be running through the streets with pitchforks, hyperbole, saying, hey, dick fucks, where's my single payer? Where's my fucking single payer eat my dick?
So they got this the Congressional Budget Office.
Yes.
You know,
the
they
CEO.
Always... They always... If they like what they hear, then we love the CBO.
Genius.
If they don't like it, then it's like, oh my God, the CBO's wrong all the time.
Communism.
Well, they put out a little meme.
Meme.
That says, they put out a video.
Oh, okay.
Attacking the CBO's accuracy.
Multimedia shit.
One part of the video reads, CBO inaccurately estimates... estimated health coverage.
Okay.
25 million would be covered under Obamacare this year.
Okay.
CBO inaccurately estimated 25 million would be covered under Obamacare this year, it says.
Okay.
CBO inaccurately.
All right.
Inaccurately spelled with two N's.
Right. No shit. And
it's one N.
Well, that's inaccurate.
So the White House put out a video.
Oh.
With the word inaccurately,
well,
spelled inaccurately. But it's just typical.
Jerry
of
can't.
The shit. He hires the best, Ryan. He hires the best.
Don't you get a squiggly line and shit when something is inaccurately spelled?
One would think.
This is unprecedented.
So it's just typical of documents that have been coming out.
Listen, Jared can't proofread everything.
God, it's so ridiculous.
God, I it's like idiots.
I hired the best.
Inaccurately. Your lawyer is screaming at someone that he wants to meet him and beat the shit out of him and calling him a bitch, and I know where you live. You got a doctor that writes a letter. Oh, Trump's in great health. He looks like the dude from Cannonball Run. He looks like the Big Lebowski. He looks like a fucking dudist, your doctor.
The dude from Cannonball Run.
And by the way, he's no dudist. Nobody associated with you is a dudist. I'm a dudist. You're no dudist. You're no dude. You're a non-dude. Schittler is a non-dude.
So we've been talking about this wall.
Yes.
This wall bullshit. Apparently.
Have they broke ground on this fucking wall? Where's the wall? Where's my fucking wall, Schittler? Screaming about it during the campaign. No fucking wall.
He's trying. Apparently the.
Yes.
On Fox.
Ooh,
on the Five.
Eat my. Bleh, God. Every show on that show on that network is it's just totally vomitous.
They're talking about God. There's a headline now that says that Trump said
this just in
that the wall might not need to cover all of the border with Mexico.
Why? What if a rapist gets through, dummy? You fucking dick.
Which is what people have been saying the whole time. Is there are parts, it just doesn't make sense to put a wall. And he was like, no, every mile is going to have a big, beautiful wall with my name on
it. Is it true? Instead of a big, beautiful
glory
wall.
Glory holes.
Oh, yeah. You can have glory holes in it. Is it true that he's going to use that little bamboo fencing instead and get it at Pier 1?
We're
going to have a beaded curtain.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out how to pay for it.
Right. I thought, no. Mexico.
Well, no.
Mexico's paying for it.
We're going to pay for it now, and then we're going to send the bill to Mexico, and they're, of course, going to pay for it.
We're going to get reimbursed in pesos. Fuck you.
So with the budgets coming out and everything, they're trying to wrangle, I don't know, somehow to make these idiots happy and say, we're going to give you money for your stupid fucking wall.
Wrangling. Get my leather chaps on, boy.
If you want to figure out how to pay for it instead.
Yes. Blowjobs.
Who else would you go to but brilliant scholar, economist, overall genius over at Fox, Jesse Waters.
Oh, God.
That is true. I don't think the wall can afford to be chipped away at all. It can't be slowed down. It can't be defunded. If Donald Trump loses the wall or loses momentum on the wall, that really puts a huge chink in the armor and the base.
Well, the money would be better spent securing the borders than ending and destroying.
Kimberly Guilfoyle with her.
Why am I listening to Jesse Waters?
With her wisdom. Oh, there's more.
Two days in a row.
Would be better spent securing the borders than ending and destroying the lives of thousands of innocent babies, wouldn't it?
That's the argument for Planned Parenthood defunding. What?
This is. Are you kidding me? First of all, I mean, Planned Parenthood does so much more than abortions, but if you want to have the abortion argument, let's have it. But that's not what's at the table.
Then they should.
Did you hear Guilfoyle went right for the, well, I don't know, what about the funding of killing thousands of babies?
Who's this guy on the show with him who's like, what?
That's their liberal.
God, he's losing his mind. He's like, what?
Be doing what abortions then if they do so much more.
Why can't they do? I don't want to get into it because it's so emotional, so upset, and we start screaming at each other. But I just want to say
scream.
This: when it comes to the idea that you would kick people off of food stamps, and you just say, "Oh, it's just those undeserving, degenerate people who've been taking advantage," I think, what is going on? You know how Steve King said, "Oh, those Mexican immigrants, they come across the border, they've got calves like cantaloupes." Well, I want something else.
That's another thing that I heard. That's Juan Williams. I heard earlier his point from some other asshole in my swimming through the internet that bullshit about lazy people.
Oh yeah,
lazy people on welfare, and it's just not the case. It's like the vast majority are working poor, are people that have a job that they can't make enough to eat.
I got friends in L.A. that are fucking poor, and they can barely make rent. We're talking barely making rent. They're driving Uber. You got some other Postmates where, you know, you have an app and somebody says, oh, I need some Chinese food. You go pick it up. You deliver it to them. You make $2. And then they have another bullshit
job. Why aren't they going to college and getting an MBA, Ryan?
They have three jobs.
But why aren't they going to college and getting an MBA?
Because when they're not working, they're standing still because they can't afford to buy calories. Right. Shoving their gullet. You know what I mean?
Takers.
Oh, yes. Fuck you.
Steve King said, oh, those Mexican immigrants, they come across the border, they've got calves like cantaloupes. Well, I want something else on Steve King. Looks like a big old cantaloupe to me. Looks like Halloween or jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, the reality is that 2/3 of the people getting food stamps in our great country are either children, the elderly, or disabled. Why would you go after this group? I don't get it. And let me just make one more point, Jesse.
Sure.
Guess what states would be hardest hit, Jesse? States that voted for Donald Trump have the highest population of this needy group, and I don't think it's respectful or loving for any...
Oh, God, the look on Jesse Waters' face is just like... condescending smirk, like, I can't wait for this libtard to stop so I can say something genius.
Well, you know, Juan Williams, I think he's, you know, he's kind of centrist here and there, but how the fuck did this guy end up on Fox? I used to listen to him every day. He used to have a show on NPR. He used to have a daily show like at noon on NPR. How is he on Fox?
Jesse, states that voted for Donald Trump have the highest population of this needy group, and I don't think it's respectful or loving for anybody to go after children, the disabled, and the elderly.
Maybe the able-bodied that are getting the food stamps could work for the food stamps by building the wall.
Build the wall. There we go. You can earn your food stamps by building the wall.
What is Kimberly Guilfoyle's deal? What is her background? Is she a journalist or something? Because it sounds like we have one real journalist in there, Juan. And then Jesse Waters.
Jesse Waters is not.
Guys are stupid.
He was an asshole intern for Dildo Riley.
Yeah, you know, Fox, I have a question. Now, where's your talent? I mean, I understand that Kimberly and this douchebag Jesse Waters probably believe all the shit your company believes and all the racist garbage. But shit, man, they're not that entertaining. They're not that good. They're not that, you know, interesting to listen to.
Former district attorney in San Francisco, assistant district attorney Kimberly Guilfoyle.
God, she sucks on this show. You're a nothing burger, Kimberly. You're a big nothing burger.
What about the babies?
And Jesse Waters, you're a nothing burger.
It says she's a fan of Howard Stern.
Wow.
Big time Catholic. There you go.
Oh, God.
Oh, the babies.
Oh, yeah. You're fucking, what is it? Your abortion holocaust. You say, oh, what about all the dead babies? Fuck you. You anti-choice twunt. You too, Jesse.
Well, and again, Planned Parenthood is we have the Hyde Amendment. Federal funding can't go to abortions. So
all this is a lie.
Right, yes.
It's just bullshit.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
It's like it's a bunch of people that don't give a fuck what the facts are. They just fuck them. Fuck. It's so irritating.
Fuck the fucking fuck fucks.
Yeah, no, man. It's depressing. Listen to those two idiots.
Well, I got one here too.
Oh, God.
This is hilarious though.
Yes.
Again, something bad happens and then someone gets a comeuppance.
I guess
is good. But the bad thing happened in the first place, which is indicative of just the
badness.
The anal wart that our society has become.
I am an anal wart.
A man from Oregon.
Yes.
Was arraigned on hate crime charges.
Okay.
For threatening a Muslim couple only days after two men were stabbed to death in Portland after they tried to stop the anti-Muslim rant of that asshole.
God.
This guy is Frederick Nolan Sorrell, 49 years old, of Gresham, Oregon. Allegedly harassed a Muslim couple from his car for more than 20 blocks.
Holy shit.
During which time he allegedly made multiple attempts to strike the victim's vehicle.
Holy fuck.
He also made pointing hand gestures that were said to resemble pulling the trigger of a gun.
Yes.
He was shouting things like, take off the fucking burqa.
Oh, my God.
This is America. Go back to your fucking country.
Jesus Christ, man.
Well, they got him. He's been charged, arraigned.
Yes.
For his hate crime charges. And here at KGW,
yes,
they caught up with him in the hallway outside his arraignment.
Oh, gosh.
I never tried to run into them. I was just going to work. I never tried to follow them. I never tried to make contact with them after the fact.
No!
God, but he did it.
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm a white man. Look at how persecuted I've been.
Why did you do that to these people then? Why did he do it?
I never tried to make contact with them after the fact. These people went on.
Tears from the man accused of yelling hateful things and threatening an African-American Muslim couple here in Portland. Police arrested Frederick Sorrell Friday for an incident that happened in May. KGW's Rachel Raffinelli talked to him outside court and joins us live from downtown Portland. Rachel.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So the butthurt snowflake.
Right.
I mean, he's innocent until proved guilty.
Sure.
Forgive me.
Right.
But if he did it.
God damn.
Fuck you, butthurt snowflake.
Imagine running down the road, threatening somebody, yelling racial slurs at them, because why?
Take off the fucking burqa.
Oh, God.
Get out of my fucking country. That's the thing.
Get out of my country.
Get out of our country bullshit.
It's not his country. I'm sorry, dude. America ain't about you. I mean, we're in an ugly-ass fucking phase right now, though, aren't we?
I think America's a lot about him right now.
Oh, God.
Yesterday, Don Trump sat down with the head of the 700 Club.
Oh, God.
Pat Robertson,
Yes.
And one of the issues that popped up that nobody knew what the fuck it was. Everybody had to go look it up when Trump started talking about this.
Oh, fuck.
Is this Johnson Amendment. I'm going to get rid of this Johnson Amendment. Don't worry.
What is
well,
that?
It prevents tax-exempt organizations, including churches,
yes,
from advocating for or against candidates for office.
Well, don't we fucking have that shit anyway?
Well,
I mean,
Trump,
don't they fucking...
Trump signed an executive order already that told the IRS to ignore.
Yes.
Ignore any charges against any churches for violating the Johnson
not?
Amendment, which hasn't been, I don't think anybody's been charged with violating
They're
it.
They're anointed.
In forever.
What are they afraid? If you go after the these churches,
they're
going to
turn into
super
PACs.
People.
Church super PACs. That's exactly what it's going to be.
So now we live in Afghanistan. The Taliban, baby.
Here's hard-hitting journalist Pat Robertson.
Hard.
Talking to Donald Trump.
I'd like to make a prediction. If you get health care and tax reform, you're guaranteed another 4 years in office if you want it.
Well, then I'll see you at the inauguration.
Anyhow, well, I appreciate so much what you're doing. By the way, the evangelicals of America voted 83% in the last election for you. And I want you to know there are thousands and thousands of people praying for you all the time and holding you up.
The evangelicals were so great to me, and they did. They came out in massive numbers, and on top of that, I got 83%, but they came out in record numbers. They never came out like that. And we've really helped because I've gotten rid of the Johnson Amendment. Now we're going to go try and get rid of it permanently in Congress, but I signed an executive order so that now people like you...
They've got to pass a law now to get rid of it. Good luck.
That I want to hear from ministers and preachers and rabbis and whoever it may be, they can speak.
Yeah.
Well, not the Jews.
Yeah, what's your favorite part of the Bible, dickhead?
You know, you couldn't speak politically before. Now you can. And I want to hear from you and others that we like. Franklin Graham. I had such Dr. Jeffress, Robert Jeffress, who is such a great guy, Pastor Jeffress. He used to go on television. I didn't know who he was. I'd see him, and he was always speaking so well of me. And, you know, you have so many people that I want to hear from. Now they're going to be able to speak, and that's going to be a...
You just said he was talking well about me.
He's already speaking.
Now we're going to let him talk.
What the fuck?
I saw him. I didn't know who he was. He's talking about me all the time. So now I'm going to let you guys talk about me more.
Do you notice...
Pat
Robertson gave him a nice warm blow job with the old, you know, the evangelicals came out 83%.
Oh, yeah.
But then Trump was like, well, yeah, they did, but that's not all.
More than ever before.
Right. I mean, it's like he can't just say, oh, yeah, that's thank you. Thanks for mentioning that. It's not good enough.
He's ill.
This guy is a what is he? What is he? He's just an id.
Yeah. He's a narcissist.
He just feeds off everything. He's a big suck.
Parasitic narcissist.
You're a suckhole.
You know, you have so many people that I want to hear from. Now they're going to be able to speak, and that's going to be a great thing for Christianity, believe me, great, great thing. And it's a great thing for religion. We have to change we have to bring our country back.
Yeah.
Our country was going in the wrong direction.
That's right.
You couldn't build. You couldn't do anything. Our country was going in the wrong direction. And by the way, what they were doing to religious liberty, they were destroying religious liberty.
That's right.
You will be saying Merry Christmas again very soon.
Who stopped you from saying Merry Christmas?
You can say Merry Christmas all you want, Shitler. You can say it all you want. So what? It's not on the goddamn Starbucks cup.
And
who gives a fuck?
Pat hasn't smiled this big since he was able to whip the back of somebody who tried to smuggle a diamond out of it in his asshole.
I rooted for the bad guys weren't the bad guys in Roots when I watched it.
Whatever. They were destroying religion.
When he lived it.
Yeah.
You will be saying Merry Christmas again very soon.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you.
We'll count on it.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. President, thank you so much for being with us.
We're all laughing. It's grab ass. Oh, you're the best white guy.
You're
going
to be able to say Merry Christmas again.
Oh, two dicks at once. It's vomitous.
Citations, please. If a business says, hey, we would prefer you not say Merry Christmas to everybody that walks in because, you know, let's be all encompassing and say Happy Holidays. Who knows? There may be a Jew wandering in, or a Muslim, or something that don't really celebrate. They're not into it. Why not just say happy holidays?
Cuz.
It covers everybody.
Cuz. Fuck you. Cuz.
Right.
Fuck
That's all it is.
That's what these make America great is. Fuck you.
That's all these Ten Commandments they're putting up. That Jason Rapert in Arkansas. The only reason he wants those Ten Commandments up is fuck you,
because
non-believers.
You know it bothers a certain group of people, so don't have it, dickhead.
Right.
And that's the only value you see in something like that.
And they say,
we
say, well, it bothers people, but it bothers us if it's not there.
No, you fuck nuts.
No, it doesn't.
You gotta be tolerant. You gotta be inclusive. Quit being cunts.
Right. There's a lot of buildings out there without Ten Commandments in them. You're okay, Pookie.
Yeah, you don't care.
Somehow you managed to wander your fat ass into McDonald's. I don't see a lot of Ten Commandments on the wall.
Right, all these butthurt Christians. Rattle them off. If you love the Ten Commandments so much, rattle them off. List them. I bet you can't.
Oh, they probably can.
I bet they can't.
A lot of them.
Stupid, fat, old, white fuck nuts.
Well, but what about rape?
Sack lickers. Oh, yeah, what about that?
I mean, that one didn't make the top 10?
Fuck you. I mean, I don't know.
But don't make a statue?
Oh, yes.
Don't worship any gods before me, goddammit.
That's a good point. Rape, listen.
But pork away.
Stop with these statues.
Yeah, slavery? Cool. Oh, yeah.
We need that.
Tote's cool.
Right. You want to get rid of some Civil War memorials?
Don't covet, though, bitches.
Oh, yes.
No coveting.
Oh, yeah. You can shove your coveting up your fucking ass.
Up your hoo-ha. It's exhausting. It's just fucking exhausting.
Eat my dick. I mean, really, it's just... You think about these guys in Louisiana. They're removing these war memorials. They got to wear black masks so nobody knows who the fuck they are, so they don't get harassed at home. That's insane.
Oh, internet loses it after Trump lawyer emails.
What about this?
They're sending him, "Your Honor, eat a bag of dicks."
Who eats a bag of dicks?
No, the internet is responding to Kazowich. Watch your back, bitch.
Watch your back. I'm on you, motherfucker.
Good
who
God.
Is? Who are these people?
The bit players. From Sopranos.
Every fucking...
Or Goodfeathers.
Episode of Goodfeathers.
It's more appropriate.
The birds of
We only got a couple minutes. I want to pay this heinousitude here.
Suck my dick.
This creature.
Who is this?
This shit-stirrer, the anti-Muslim activist, Pamela Geller. This is the asshole who puts on Draw Mohammed contests and tries to get... radicalized Muslims all fired up.
Great. Thank you, Pam.
Well, listen to this. You talk about violence and talk about violent images.
Right.
Strap in for Pam Geller.
Strap it on.
What would you say most concerns you right now about the advancement of Islamic supremacy in the U.S.? Would you say it's the workplace stuff, the mosque building? What concerns you?
What supremacy?
I don't get this. There's no war on white people, dumbass.
Well, what supremacy? What Muslim supremacy is happening?
I don't know.
How many, a mosque being built, that's supremacy. You're allowing a mosque to be built.
How many churches are there in this fucking country compared to mosques, honestly?
Yeah, they're not even hiding it anymore.
Yeah, this sucks.
What would you say most concerns you right now about the advancement of Islamic supremacy in the U.S.? Would you say it's the workplace stuff, the mosque building? What concerns you right now?
I would say, above all, it's the war on the First Amendment. Because without freedom of speech, free men have to resort to violence. Everything else you see.
Without freedom of speech, free men have to resort to violence.
What the fuck does that even fucking mean?
The Muslims are coming after free speech.
God, that is so convoluted. The Muslims are coming after free speech.
Well, hardcore radicalized Muslim Sharia, yeah. But
yeah.
That ain't happening here.
Right.
We're trying to make sure that kind of shit doesn't happen with separation of church and state laws that twunts like this are trying to tear down.
Don't they see that those laws protect them?
No.
Protect their stupid fucking
Because they want their privilege protected, not equality for all.
You guys got to grow the fuck up and, I don't know, get
war on the First Amendment. Because without freedom of speech, free men have to resort to violence. Everything else you're seeing, the masking of the neighborhood, the masking of the workplace, the masking of the public square, comes as a result of what happens in this war. You see that towns, village people, city dwellers who oppose these mega structures. There's one, going up as we speak in Prince William County, where there's not even but a handful of Muslims, and it's like a 22,000 square foot, beachhead. It's a rabat. Yeah. And they're trying to fight it. You've had the Department of Justice under President Obama suing these towns. They can't afford to go up against the government.
Oh, that evil Muslim sympathizer in the White House was suing these bigoted fuck towns because they were like, I don't want no mosque. Hey,
mosquing is a verb. Listen to this. Ever heard that in a mega mosque? I mean, how many mega churches are there? I drive around Pensacola, dude. There are churches that are the size of fucking Walmarts.
But here's the last mega couple of mosque. Seconds of this asshole. Please.
I mean, their coffers are, are just bottomless. It's you, your dollars and mine.
I'll tell you what.
And
Pamela,
then CARE would threaten. They would threaten the people who opposed it.
I know. You're so right.
I got to go. I've got a commercial for
for
a retirement fund.
Fucking, Miracle-Ear. Buy gold. Bullshit.
The First Amendment, without freedom of speech, free men have to resort to violence. So, not allowing them to prevent a mosque from going in.
Yes. So now I have
because
to
of their
to
hatred.
Violence?
Apparently, I mean that's what she's saying. The Muslims are for the mosquing of the city. We don't want that. And if we say we don't want that,
what is she trying to do? Trying to radicalize Christians?
Yeah. Too late.
Yeah. Really.
We're back tomorrow for Faithless Friday. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Danke.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find his schedule at RatedRComedy.com or go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy or his Instagram. All his cool pictures over at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Fuck the haters.
That's right, baby.
We're back tomorrow.
Does your no mean yes?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.